Today's show is brought to you by the University of Windsor's Alumni Association. Show us how you are Windsor proud by visiting the Alumni Association's Instagram and Twitter pages. Share your U Windsor memory or post a photo from your time on campus. For more information, visit uwindsor.ca/alumni.
Welcome back, Lancers, to the newest installment of the Lancer Rec Connect podcast, brought to you by the University of Windsor's Alumni Association. With the fall semester about to start, there are going to be many new and returning faces around campus this year, many of whom will be wondering what activities will be available to them throughout the semester. So with me today to discuss some of these upcoming events, Vanessa and Carly, welcome. Please introduce yourselves.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for having me here. And I guess I'll start off with my introduction. So hi, Lancers. My name is Vanessa Boomenleg. I'm a fourth year criminology student, honors in crim. I am the communications coordinator for the Student Success and Leadership Center. And I'm also a student tutor as well as a teaching assistant.
Hi, everybody. My name is Carly Markham, and I'm the Vice President of Student Life for the UWSA this year. So my whole job is just, you know, planning student events and stuff along those lines. And I'm going into my fourth year of biology at the university.
Very nice. So Carly, I think I'll start with that really quickly. So for our new students on campus, who are the UWSA, or what is the UWSA, and what do you guys do as a whole?
Yeah, so the UWSA is the University of Windsor's Student Alliance, and we represent all full-time undergrads here at the University of Windsor. We provide tons of stuff, so services such as like Walk Safe and Pride Center and Women's Center. We also have stuff such as the Health and Dental Plan and the UPass, and then just stuff like planning student events and along that kind of line. So we just try to do a lot to provide for students and stuff like that.
Very cool. All right. So I think a big question on a lot of students' minds coming into this new semester with COVID is what kind of things are going to be offered? Can students expect a welcome week experience or any of the usual activities that go along with being in university?
Sure, I guess I'll pop in and start talking about Welcome Week. So this year, Welcome Week, we're so excited to host everything online, especially with COVID-19 right now. We decided to place all of our events strictly online just to make sure the health of not only our staff members as well as the other students on campus, but also the incoming students as well. So we have a bunch of stuff planned basically for Welcome Week, as we usually do. To give a kind of a sneak peek for the ones that are listening right now, we do have a trivia night, which is amazing. So our Here's Your Ticket travel trivia night includes a bunch of travel related questions. So we're doing stuff like that. We also are hosting a powwow fit with James Jones, which is somewhat popular on TikTok as well. So we are collaborating with the Aboriginal Education Center for that. We also have a Find Your Travel Buddy and Pack Your Bags, which is basically a speed friending event, which is really great. And last but not least, we also have a scavenger hunt. So a bunch of us on the SSLC team has been working very close to basically emulate a map that is very similar to our Welcome Week theme. So our Welcome Week theme this year is bringing you Windsor to you, and it's vacation themed. So we're bringing the vacation to you guys, giving you guys kind of like a break, which is great. So we've been emulating a map that is very similar towards the one that you would see in person, so they can kind of get acquainted with what's on campus and that kind of stuff. So it's really great what we have offered. And obviously every year we have our welcome day, which includes the involvement fair. We have our Q&A with student leaders to kind of ask open-ended questions that our first year students may have. And then we also have obviously our welcome day celebration, where we talk about the different faculties and who won the Lancer Shield with competing in Welcome Week. So lots of stuff planned for this year for sure. And that is strictly held through the SSLC office, which is great. And there's other events too that I'm sure Carly will talk about that being held through other avenues on campus as well.
Yeah, for sure. And you brushed over it really quickly, but I'm going to have you spell it out for the people that may not know. The SSLC, what group is that? And where could students find more information about them?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So the Student Success and Leadership Center is basically a one-stop shop for everything related to orientation and everything relating to helping with you with your transition throughout university, as well as your transition from high school to university. So if you click on our website, if you look up Student Success and Leadership Center, we offer a variety of different programs such as STEPS. We have a bounce back program as well that we offer. We do winter orientation. We're hosting, obviously, Welcome Week and all of the ones that we are exclusively doing through our office as well. And basically, we just help students out with like transitioning into their whatever that may be. So it might be first year, it might be fourth year. We have a variety of different programs. It's a great place to kind of expand your knowledge, but also get involved on campus. We're also in the Office of Outstanding Scholars. So we have a lot of volunteer and leadership opportunities with LEAD is something that we have in our office as well, which is great. So yeah, definitely look it up on the website for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's very interesting and pretty impressive to me, too, honestly, that as a student, it sounds like a lot of the Welcome Week activities and amenities haven't really changed besides the fact that they're online this year. Understandable given the circumstance, but it's nice that a lot of those things will still be available to new students. So anyway, and Carly, let's get into some of the other programs that don't involve or aren't involved in Welcome Week.
Sorry, did you say that aren't involved in Welcome Week?
Yeah. Let's talk about some different things. So other activities for returning students, we'll say.
Yeah, for sure. So on September 14th, we're actually working with the Odette School of Business because they have like, they kind of have their own involvement fair, I guess. So they invite like a bunch of different student groups from around campus to like set up a tent to interact with students and all that stuff. So we'll be doing that in September. We also will, in October, we'll be working with the name is slipping my mind, which is really bad, but we'll be hosting a movie night. It'll be like Halloween themed. I believe with the LCC, correct me if I'm wrong, Vanessa.
That might be a possibility. I'm not quite sure, but I'm sure Simon has lots of things planned for with you guys.
Okay, well, that's my bad. Either way, we are going to be collaborating with other student groups in October for like a Halloween movie night, which I think will be really fun. So there will be like one movie in the afternoon that's like more family friendly, and then another that's streamed at night that's more like, you know, Halloween themed and horror themed, which I think will be really fun. And then we'll also at the end of September be holding a vendor fair on campus. So a bunch of vendors are going to have the opportunity to set up booths and talk to students and stuff like that, which I think is really exciting.
Yeah, so correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to assume that that movie night is going to be in person, but as for the other two events, the ones you mentioned with Odette in early September, and then the one you just mentioned now, will those be online or are those in-person events with the tent and with Odette?
No, those will both be in person.
Oh, very nice. So, yeah, I mean, what about the COVID protocols with regards to the events that are in person? I'm sure that's going to look different than had we not been dealing with COVID. But what kind of things are in place for students so they can feel safe when returning to campus for these extracurricular activities?
I'll jump in here. But so for events on campus, obviously like social distancing and masks are required. We really emphasize that everyone like stays safe and takes the proper precautions. We do have events off campus as well. And those will be a little more lenient in COVID guidelines per se. So those events will still be following government guidelines 100%. Obviously, like our goal is never, you know, to have like some super spreader event, or we want to keep everybody's safety in mind. But for some of our events, especially for Welcome Week that are going to be off campus, the COVID guidelines are going to be a little bit more lenient compared to our on-campus events.
Good to know. So I guess let's jump back into more about Welcome Week. I mean, I know that was a big highlight for me when I first got to university.
But how could students get involved in that? Do new students have to sign up? If so, where would they do that? And is there like a fee or a cost associated with it?
Yeah, for sure. I can kind of jump in. So obviously Welcome Week is 100% free. And I'm so glad you brought up, Kevin, that you're actually able to go to Welcome Week, because just like you, I was actually in my first year, I went to Welcome Week and I absolutely loved it. It was something that I was just so passionate about. In the past 3 years, I've been working with the same office and implementing Welcome Week. It's been an absolute blast. Obviously, with COVID-19, we've obviously had to make some changes in order to make sure our students are safe. That's why all of our events that are strictly advertised by our office are strictly online. So those ones you'll know are from SSLC, the ones that are online. In other news, we're also trying to kind of promote it through our social media channels as well. At UWindsor Student Experience on Instagram has been posting a lot of content about in regards to registering. So students, all they need to do is log on, look up UWindsor Welcome Week on the uwindsor.ca. And all you have to do is just give us a few little details, your name, your address, that kind of stuff. And we send all the information to you during that week. So we'll give you all the Zoom links that we have. We'll give you, we're actually doing orientation kit pickups on this Friday, actually, with COVID-19 safety protocols obviously in place, so we can give the students basically a similar experience what they would have had in person. We know it's a big bummer not having stuff in person, but with our health and safety team that we've been working very closely with at the University of Windsor, we want to make sure that once again, not only are the students safe, but our staff is safe, and obviously keeping in mind with the Delta variant right now. So once again, all of our events are online, but no need to worry. There's a really easy sign up link through our website that'll just have you have access to everything. And if students also would like, there is an app on the App Store and the Google Play Store called Lancer Connect. And that basically is your one-stop shop to all the events that are on campus that have been approved by our health and safety team. And those will be advertised as well in there. So not only is it Welcome Week, but it's also other events that we necessarily may not be hosting, but we know have been approved by our health and safety team.
Cool.
Be sure to download the new Lancers Athletics and Recreation app for free in the Apple or Play Store. Stay up to date on the latest varsity, recreation programming, and fitness updates. Get all the information you need to know about the reopening of the St. Denis Center and how to make a reservation.
So I guess a question that I have, and I could just be misinterpreting here, but I've heard you mention like off-campus events a few times, whether that's with regards to Welcome Week or otherwise. Do you mean by that just online, or are there other facilities around Windsor that students may have to get to for specific events?
Yeah, so for really the only off-campus events we have are during Welcome Week. So the UWSA was lucky enough, because I'm sure as you both know, a huge part of Welcome Week is the tent parties at night. So we were fortunate enough to have the opportunity to just move those tent parties off campus to bars, such as the Bull and Barrel, like the Chelsea and T-Bobs, or Tequila Bobs, sorry. And Turbo downtown. So we have certain events that will be held at bars. And so those will be at different facilities. And then we also have two sports tournaments going on, and those will be at Assumption Park. That's like literally right next to the university.
And for those events that are at bars, will there be transportation provided for students? Will they have to make their own accommodations? Is there something through the school that's organized for that part of the event?
Yeah, students are always welcome to make their own accommodations on how to get to and from those events, but we're renting buses for each night of they're called the Palooza parties. So every night for the Palooza party, we're going to have buses that are shuttling students to and from, like from a specific pickup location to the bar for the Palooza parties and then back. So those buses will be making shuttle runs all night to bring students to and from.
And I assume people can find those pickup locations just by checking out the social media that you referenced earlier, or their emails, I would imagine.
Yeah, so it'll all be posted on our Instagram, which is like at UWSA4, like the number, and then the letter U. So we'll be posting and updating everything on there. And then also our other social medias like Twitter and Facebook.
Very cool. So tell me, am I missing anything? Have we covered most of the big events coming up for new students for the fall, or are there any big ones between September and December that students should also look out for?
I think, the only other thing I can think of off the top of my head is one thing that the UWSA does during exam periods every year. So each semester, the UWSA does pizza at midnight, where we give away like a bunch of pizza slices, basically around like 11 p.m. or midnight to students who are up late studying for exams. So you also have that to look forward to.
Oh, very cool. So what about the winter? Obviously, we've talked a little bit about what students can expect in the fall, but for the second semester of the year in the winter, how are things looking? Are they going to be online as well? Are we hoping to get some in-person events, or if anything's even planned yet that far in the future, or if you guys are aware of it? I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, for sure. So obviously I was able to talk a little bit with like the planning committee, what comes with everything that we do under SSLC. So right now we're obviously judging based on what the current protocols are right now, obviously keeping in mind the health and safety of the students and our staff. So a couple of things that we have planned usually throughout the next couple of months, especially within January, we have our winter orientation. So that includes basically kind of like our Head Start programming, where we have a bunch of tips and tricks for student success and how students can essentially find a way for them to kind of pick up on the pieces they didn't end up going to Head Start, or they need kind of like a refresher on what's good for good study habits, kind of picking up on the essentials of that. So we also have that during the winter as well. I know the Outstanding Scholars also host a bunch of other events like the You Will Discover Conference and the Lancer Leadership Conference as well. So there's other things in our office to look forward to. So we have a lot of stuff planned, but as of right now, we are hosting majority of our stuff online, as I stated before, because of the COVID-19 protocols. We just want to make sure everyone is safe, and obviously consulting with our health and safety team before we proceed to do with anything. So right now, hopefully our plans are to do maybe something in person when it's safe to do so, but obviously gauging that right now. So those are a few things to kind of look forward to. From our office. We also have fall orientation too, which is essentially the same thing. We host orientations every few months in order to assist the students with tips and tricks they may have missed, like I said before. And we also are diligently planning for the next Welcome Week, because that takes a lot of time and effort to plan, as well as our next Head Start dates that will be happening in the 2022 academic year of the summer. So yeah, that's everything that we're kind of working on right now. We're also looking to implement a new applicant day, which is basically kind of like winter orientation, but it's kind of an open house for students that are looking forward to being at the University of Windsor as well. And I wish I could provide some dates for that for people that might be listening, but right now we are still in the planning process of that. So, but be sure to look, be on the lookout for that stuff on our social media channels.
Awesome. And Carly, shout at me if you had anything to say here, and I'm going to move on. If you don't have anything.
What I like to do is I like to plan events kind of in like 3 month periods. So when I entered my position in May, I kind of went ahead and planned all the events we were going to have for the summer. And now that summer's over, I'm basically planning for September to December. So we don't have anything yet planned for the winter, except for Frost Week, which happens every year. But right now I don't have a lot planned for the winter. We're kind of taking it like a few months at a time, and around like October, November, December, we'll start really heavily planning for the winter semester.
Awesome. So definitely a lot for people to look forward to in this semester and next. But I guess I want each of your opinions on if the students had to pick one event to go to. Obviously we hope they go to all of them, but if they had to pick one event and one event only, which one do you suggest they 100% do not miss out on?
Go ahead, Carly, I'll let you go.
I would honestly say, from the UWSA side of things, if I could recommend one event to go to, it would be the Palooza parties. They'll run every night from September 5th to September 10th, from like 10 p.m. to like 1 a.m., I believe. And I think that'll be really fun for students. Like I said, you know, you guys went to the tent parties, or you guys participated in Welcome Week. I'm not sure if you went to the tent parties, but when I was in my first year, that was like super fun for me. I met so many people, you know, it was really high energy, really fun, you know, really good music. Every day of the Palooza parties will be a different theme. And like the first 50 people at the door every day will be giving out like a free little gift, I guess, that goes along with the theme. So I would definitely recommend going to those if I had to recommend anything.
Awesome. And Vanessa, I take it you have something to add from your side of things?
Yeah, for sure. One of the things that I've actually been working closely on as the communications coordinator has been the scavenger hunt. We have implemented and worked thousands of hours on including a scavenger hunt online through our virtual map that we actually created alongside with our marketing coordinator. So it's basically kind of like escape room-esque. We're going to have people on a call and everyone's going to compete in order to get to the next clue. And you have to find them either via our website or through the map that we actually provide to students that we made of the campus. And it's not just any old boring map. It's actually a vacation themed map. We have basically emulated everything that would have been in person, but on an actual like in real life map on a PDF. So it's really cool. That's the one thing that I would highly suggest people to go to if they're looking kind of for a social event or kind of a fun event, but in terms of like getting involved on campus and getting kind of familiar with what University of Windsor is, I would definitely say the Welcome Day event. That has the involvement fair and it has our welcoming celebration as well as the program success sessions. So that's kind of like their introduction to what their faculty is. So I would definitely tell students if they needed kind of a little warm up to what they're getting into, I would definitely tell them to go to Welcome Day. But we're giving away thousands of dollars in prizes almost every single event. So I guarantee you any event that you decide to go to will be definitely a great one and also worth your time. So I would definitely check them out.
Awesome. So we are nearing the end of our time for this recording session. So I guess it's come to that point in the episode where I leave the floor to each one of you guys. Plug your social media, let the people know where they can find you or get in contact with your respective organizations.
So we do have, the UWSA has a website. It's just like www.uwsa.ca. And when you go to that website, there's tons of information on what we do and, you know, what we provide. And we also give students an opportunity. All the executives have office hours through that website. So you can always book with us if you have any questions, comments, concerns. Honestly, if you just want to chat about something, you can always book through our office hours. We also have a Twitter, which is UWSA4U, and same with our Instagram. And then we have a Facebook, which is just the University of Windsor Student Alliance. So you can check us out at any of those social medias or website to get more information and come talk to us about stuff.
Awesome. Thanks, Carly. And Vanessa, how about yourself?
Yeah, for sure. So we have a variety of different avenues that you can reach us. Obviously, on the uwindsor.ca website, there is a special section for Welcome Week and Head Start if you're interested in getting involved maybe next year or you just wanted to look into it. If you also type in tinyurl.com/uwww21, that is a direct link to sign up for Welcome Week. So if you're a first year undergraduate student, I would highly recommend you do that because you can just win prizes for signing up. We also have, we post all of our content on the UWIN Student XP Instagram. So UWIN Student EXP on Instagram is where we post all of our kind of prizes, if we do prizes or if we do updates regarding Welcome Week and our orientation. And that's where we post everything. If you guys have any other questions or you'd like to get involved, if you're maybe not a first year undergraduate student or you're looking forward to maybe help with next year's incoming leaders or incoming students, you can email us at success@uwindsor.ca.
Great. And just before we wrap everything up, I wanted to give a quick Lancer Recreation update to our students returning and new. So we are still hoping to have some in-person intramurals and fitness classes in any capacity this semester coming up and throughout the year. As well, the Forge Fitness Center is open right now to students and staff. So definitely check that out if you haven't already. And hopefully we can return to some open recreation times like badminton, basketball, and others in the very near future. So I guess we'll wrap things up then. Thank you both so much for being here. I appreciate you taking the time to have a conversation with us and to let everyone know what's coming up in the future.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for having us. And I appreciate it so much. And we're looking forward to seeing everyone's lovely faces when it's safe to do so.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me and, you know, letting me represent the UWSA. Also, I remember earlier when I said I couldn't remember who you were partnering with, I remembered. It's the OSC, the Office of Student Experience. Sorry, I had to give them like a last minute plug there.
No problem. We appreciate the information.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I think that's it from us. I mean, our new students, our first years coming to campus, I'm sure you've heard it 1,000 times at this point, but get involved. We can't say it enough. There's definitely a ton of fun activities for you to do this year. Anyway, that's all this time. Take care and stay safe, Lancers.
Our show is once again sponsored by the University of Windsor Alumni Association. Be sure to visit them on the web at uwindsor.ca/alumni to check out all the services and events offered to University of Windsor alumni.